This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. The Senate on Monday night approved a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and sent it to President Trump for his signature. The legislation, which follows passage in the House, authorizes $600 stimulus checks for people who earn less than $75,000 per year. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed overnight from Statuary Hall in the U.S. Capitol, where it stood next to George Washington for 111 years. It was replaced by Barbara Johns, who at 16 years old led a 1951 walkout at an all-American black school for equal education. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Let's break down Monday's stimulus package.
Congress has passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, enhanced unemployment benefits, more small business loans, schools, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News that he voted for the bill to get much-needed aid to small businesses, many of whom are barely surviving.
In the end, the COVID relief is critically important to save these small businesses. You know, and I know businesses all across our country. In South Louisiana, I talk to restaurants and other businesses every day who are about to literally teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, and they need this lifeline. This gives a second round of Paycheck Protection Program loans. It helps those gig workers. You know, in New Orleans, we've got a great thriving music industry. None of them can go out and perform, and so we need to keep that culture and keep those industries alive, but they're literally dying on the vine right now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals faced an 11-game losing streak to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have won 11 games this year. The Bengals, a lowly 2. Insert Week 15 upset of the week as the Cincinnati Bengals take away the win 27-17. The Steelers now on a 3-game losing streak. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger puts the burden on his shoulders.
I'm not consistent enough, which affects the offense because the ball's in my hand every play. I don't think anybody that plays this game at any position, whether it's week one or week 16, feels 100%. So, no, I would say that I don't feel 100%, but nobody does right now.
Sunday, the Steelers will host the Indianapolis Colts. The Bengals travel to Houston to play the Texans. Well, it looks like the Army college football team will get a bowl game after all this year. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while 5 SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as always. Trevor Loudon joins us now, the author, speaker, political activist, and socialism expert. Trevor, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing well. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Made it through Thanksgiving, heading through the rest of the holidays and, you know, fighting off COVID. And hopefully, hope upon hope, our officials would do something about the unemployed and get some COVID relief to Americans that need to hear from our government.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, if the government's going to shut people down, it's got to be... it's going to be making life a little bit easier for them. You know, the whole shutdown is a farce, in my opinion, and people are suffering. There's suicides, there's marriage breaks.
Exactly.
There's all sorts of stuff going on because of this.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, the empirical evidence is pretty clear, isn't it, about the ineffectiveness of these lockdowns?
Well, the lockdowns aren't doing anything. They don't seem to make any difference whatsoever on infection rates. And at the same token, you know, like flu rates this year are massively down. You know, flu normally kills 30,000 to 60,000 Americans.
Right.
So how many so-called COVID deaths are really flu?
Exactly.
You know,
that's the point.
There's so much doubt around this that you know, we're committing economic suicide for the flu.
Right. You know, Trevor, I've had several friends who have contracted the COVID. They were told that they tested positive and say, okay, what do I take? Do you give me a prescription for remdesivir? What am I doing? Hydroxychloroquine? What do we do? And the doctors told them, I mean, without exception, this is quite interesting, said, no, just go home, get plenty of rest, drink plenty of fluids. He says, well, I thought I had COVID. Well, yeah, you've tested positive for COVID, but wait a minute, you just gave me a prescription, you know, like as if I had the flu. I mean, so what's the difference? So a lot of people are out there, and you see, that mixed reality with what's being reported by the mainstream media and these alleged scientists is not squaring up.
No, which is why people are very suspicious of, you know, you know, inoculations and vaccinations and this kind of thing. Very suspicious of, you know, when you hear prominent figures like Elon Musk have four tests for COVID, two come back positive and two come back negative in the same few hours.
Right.
The government has a massive credibility problem on this whole issue.
Yeah, and regarding your point about vaccines, I was looking at one study. It said back in May, 72% of America said, yeah, vaccine, I'm in. My arm's up. Go ahead. I'll take the vaccine. Several months later, in September, they again surveyed, found that only 51% of the people were willing to take the vaccine. Today, that number is down to 40%. So to your point, credibility has been compromised. There's been a lot of misinformation, negative information put into the bloodstream of the body politic. It's no wonder by the time this gets out, you're going to have less than 40% of the people that are going to get in line for this.
And that is why the sinister side of this is I think we'll see restrictions like airlines will put in restrictions on proof of vaccination before they sell you an air ticket. I think there'll be other restrictions like this which will make it a sort of backdoor way of forcing people
exactly
into accepting these vaccinations, which they otherwise would not do.
How dangerous is this?
Well, I think this is the most dangerous period we've been in American history, you know, on the political side of things. The vaccination, the reason a lot most people are suspicious, they see this as far more politically motivated than medically motivated. You know, it's a way of controlling people. It's a way of intimidating people. You know, how else would you get churches all over the country to shut down for months at a time?
Exactly.
When churches are more needed than any other time.
Yeah, they're not essential. Yeah, but you can go to a pole dancing studio or whatever, but you can't go to church.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, So when people see this kind of inconsistency, they know this is not about public health. This is politically motivated. And when they see that the Democrat states, the blue states, are the most avid vaxxers and the most avid in their shutdowns, they it's not because the Democrats are smarter. It's because the Democrats love control.
Exactly.
This must be the most exciting time in some of these bureaucrats' lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, look, we can tell people what to do. We've always dreamed of this, and now we can do it.
This is all. You're a socialism expert. You've seen this. You've studied this, Trevor. This puts us down the yellow brick road of socialism, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, look, there is no provision in the U.S. Constitution for mandatory quarantines or mandatory shutdowns. You know, there's nothing that says that the government has a right to make churches shut down because there's a disease in the environment. So the Constitution has been completely ignored, and millions of people have been forced to go along with it. So that's just one more way of weakening the authority of the Constitution and real law. It's just turning us into more of a lawless, bureaucratic, autocratic society, and it's a conditioning exercise.
Exactly. Well, just like what we experienced most of the year with the, you know, streets of America, whether we're looking at Portland, Baltimore, just go down and, you know, the destruction of businesses, jobs, all in the name of George Floyd and systemic racism. Again, this is all part and parcel of the plan, isn't it?
Well, look, the COVID panic was spread by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not talking about the disease. I'm talking, well, they deliberately spread the disease. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in partnership with the Democrat states to shut down the U.S. economy to destroy their most dangerous enemy, President Trump. The Black Lives Matter protests were also organized by two pro-Chinese communist parties, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and Liberation Road. So these two major assaults on the American body politic, on American society, both came from communist China. And that should not be surprising when you understand that the CPC, the Communist Party of China, regards President Trump as their most dangerous adversary. Of course they want to do anything they can to get rid of him.
Yes. And interesting that 4 years ago, it was all about the Russians and that foreign influence and intervention into a legal election in 2016. 4 years later, the Chinese are getting away with murder here.
The Chinese have wrecked the U.S. economy deliberately. Mm-hmm. They have burnt cities all over America deliberately. And they were actively involved on the ground with big voter registration organizations in key states with a stated objective to destroy President Trump, to ruin his chances. So three ways the Chinese were working on this election, and many others, no doubt, as well. But they were involved in the voting, directly involved in the voting. They were behind the Black Lives Matter protests and behind the COVID shutdowns.
Exactly.
You could, you know, you talk about a bit of Russian collusion. This is massive Chinese attack on our economy, our president, our cities, and our voting system.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We got more from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, that's pretty evident. The local communist parties were very active in social media, but we know that the Chinese have banks of people, thousands of people sitting behind computers in big rooms, totally focused on American social media and TikTok. They're involved in TikTok. They're involved drive racial division in this country. So this has been well documented that the Chinese have thousands of people occupied in this, you know, to sow confusion in America. So look, virtually everywhere you look in the last election, whether you look at social media, the riots, the COVID, the direct influence on voting, the big tech, you'll see the tentacles of the Communist Party of China, because this country is the only country that stands between them and world domination.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this president, Donald Trump, is the only one with the guts to stand up to them. Who do you think they prefer? Donald Trump, who's caned them at every step, who stood in their way, or Joe Biden, whose whole family has been doing business deals with China for decades?
Yes.
Who is completely in China's pocket? Why wouldn't the Chinese try and influence the election against Trump and in favor of Biden? That'd be crazy not to.
In much the same parallel as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump with the Russians 4 years ago, right?
Yeah. The Democrats have been in bed with the Russians for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when it suits them, they switch the whole narrative and claim, you know, that Hillary Clinton was completely in bed with the Russians through Uranium One and other deals. And, you know, so they switch the narrative and make them look like they're the anti-Russian patriots and that Trump is the traitor, when the reverse is the case.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and the same thing there, where you had family interests benefiting from the sale of 20% of America's uranium. Her family fared fairly well in the same way that with the Biden dealings with China. And I thought it was quite interesting, according to one survey that was just released last week from Brett Bozell and Media Research Center, that the people admitted, I think it was in Pennsylvania, might have been Michigan, that roughly 40% of the people said they hadn't heard of the Hunter Biden corruption story. Had they, 12%, as much as 12% said they would not have voted for Joe Biden. So, you know, the mainstream media, again, all part of this collusion, in effect, you know, what has turned out to be a modern-day coup, has it not, Trevor?
Well, this is the color revolution, you know, and as to your point, I saw a survey that 17% of Democrats said they were not aware of the Hunter Biden collusion story, and if they had been, they would have changed their vote.
Wow.
Now, that was more than enough to change the outcome of the election, and we've got to acknowledge the election is far from settled yet, and I still think Donald Trump has a very clear path to winning this, but the fix was in. We need to understand that in global implications. You know, China and the United States are locked in a death battle to see who is the dominant world power after this. China, and you've got all these countries in Asia like India, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Australia and New Zealand are looking to see who's going to win here.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it looks like China's going to win, they're going to flip.
Exactly.
They're going to have to make their peace with China. This election is not just about America. It's about the whole balance of world power.
Right.
Either China runs the world after this or America maintains its dominant position. It's going to be one or the other.
You know, Trevor, this is what we've been saying on the show. I've been getting emails from people around the world, and to your exact point, they're freaking out because you say make your peace with the communists. How do you make your peace with the communists? I mean, you're like the Uyghurs, and you just line up on the tarmac and with your head down and you're handcuffed and get marched off to these re-education camps.
Yeah, well, you basically surrender to what China wants. And you hope they don't kill you, or not immediately.
Yes.
You know, you hope that your subjugation takes long enough that you've still got a few years of peace left.
Yeah.
That's where the world is at right now. The Indians are freaking out. The Europeans are freaking out. They might say, "Oh, we don't like America," but when they are threatened by Russia on their doorstep, and they know that Joe Biden loves Russia like a chocolate, they're freaking out.
Yeah.
Australia's freaking out. Japan, all of our allies are freaking out and our enemies are empowered. This has global implications, and it could all come down to a few thousand fraudulent votes in a handful of states deciding the fate of the Western world. It is that serious.
Yes, and it's quite telling because you can tell the good guys from the bad guys by what they're saying and what they're not saying, right? I mean, it's really obvious. I mean, forget about our mainstream media. I mean, the establishment media has become, the United States version of Pravda. It is all in support of the Democratic Party, the socialist movement, and they're doing us no favors because they're not reporting on these things. They're purposely ignoring it, and then whatever commentary they have to offer, it's that, President Trump, he's that crazy guy, all he does is lie, and so there's no veracity, there's no validity to what he's saying about, these Dominion machines or the software intervention or anything like that, right?
You know, there are thousands of affidavits out there already signed on penalty of perjury, attesting to massive vote fraud, and the media is still saying unproven, unfounded allegations. You know, there are massive amount of proof. Now, the other thing is some of the Republicans, the Mitt Romneys of the world, the Kevin Cramers, the senator from North Dakota, telling Trump to give up and move on, telling Trump to surrender to the left so that we will never have another fair election in American history.
Exactly.
No one will ever trust any election in the future. People will give up on the political protest. They'll turn extremist or they'll give up entirely. And you have Cramer and Mitt Romney and people telling Trump to surrender.
Right.
They are craven cowards and traitors to this country, in my opinion.
Well, we know their spines have been mushy anyway for a long time, so that's not new. And that's what we need to discern. The voter politic needs to understand who is for us and who is against us. Who is for the truth and who's for the lie? That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it?
That's exactly right, and this is a time where the wheat is being sorted from the chaff. So there are some big positives here. You imagine Trump wins this, and he has got a great case. He wins this. Well, for years the Democrats have been telling us, we've been accusing the Democrats of fraud, and they'll always say, oh, where's your proof, where's your proof? Well, when this goes to court, when actual states are overturned and Trump is inaugurated, we will have the proof.
Yes,
we will have it, definitive proof, and the federal government and the Republican-controlled states will, in my opinion, implement some very strong anti-fraud legislation with big penalties and much more robust systems and hopefully a return to purely paper ballots. And that will put the Democratic Party out of power for 30 years. They'll be completely discredited. Their criminality will be exposed to the world, and their main means of winning, vote fraud, will be taken out of their hands. And that's a pretty that's something that will do major benefit to this country.
Without a doubt, not only our country, but as you pointed out earlier, to the world. Trevor Loudon, the author, speaker, political activist, and socialism expert, right here. Thank you, Trevor. Take care. Godspeed.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. The Senate on Monday night approved a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and sent it to President Trump for his signature. The legislation, which follows passage in the House, authorizes $600 stimulus checks for people who earn less than $75,000 per year. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed overnight from Statuary Hall in the U.S. Capitol, where it stood next to George Washington for 111 years. It was replaced by Barbara Johns, who at 16 years old led a 1951 walkout at an all-American black school for equal education. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back with the American Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jim Dennison is with us. Well, I'll tell you what an honor to have Jim with us. Jim is the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great today, Bill. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I it's the season. Here we are, the Christmas season, the start of a new year. As tough as 2020 has been on us, I think there's some things of a positive nature that we can draw out of this. And what I always, default to, Jim, I don't know if this works for you, is I have to default that God is sovereign no matter what.
Absolutely. In fact, years ago, I came to a conclusion, Bill, that has really encouraged me over the years, and that is that God redeems all that he allows.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
He's sovereign, he has to allow or cause all that happens. Because mm-hmm. it's love, he always wants what's for our best. Because he's perfect, he can never make a mistake. So if he allows anything, he doesn't redeem for a greater good, he's made a mistake in allowing, and he can't do that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying I'll understand that redemption this side of heaven. Now we look through glass darkly, but one day face to face. But I'm convinced that he is. He's in the business mm-hmm. right now of redeeming for a greater good everything we're seeing, no matter how difficult it is.
Exactly. And the thing is, we can draw from his word God's character, because God cannot act in conflict with his character, right?
That's exactly right. He says in Malachi 3, I, the Lord, do not change. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13 says Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. So circumstances don't change his character. Not at all. We need to look at circumstances through the prism of God's character and not the other way around.
And the challenge is, you mentioned this. In fact, I had this conversation with Jonathan Kahn last month, mm-hmm. Jim, and that is that we were talking about God's will in the Lord's Prayer, God's will be done. And I said, the challenge that I have is understanding God's will versus my will, because I want my will, my perception of God's will to to be part of the solution. How arrogant of me to think that that's even conceivable, right?
It's human nature. It goes back to Genesis 3. The first temptation, you will be as God, knowing good and evil. I'm convinced, though, that every temptation is just a variation on that same theme. Be your own God by stealing this or lying about that or having this other attitude or action, and then wanting God to concede his will to my will. And part of what makes that so difficult for me is to kind of get this transactional idea. If I go to church on Sunday, God has to do what I want him to on Monday. If I pray enough, God will bless me. If I read the Bible, if I give money, then I'm kind of got under my thumb. It's kind of like the old Greeks that played a sacrifice on the altar of the gods so the gods would bless their crops.
Right.
We have this kind of transactional relationship with God, and we think that we earn the right to have our will be his will when he is sovereign and is not bound by anything I just said.
Yeah, exactly. And the interesting, and I believe we're learning this the hard way through this process, for those of us who consider ourselves to be men and women of faith, because that's what I'm hearing consistently, Jim, is that people are looking up like never before, praying like never before. You know, don't look to get this news from the mainstream media. You're not going to hear it from the mainstream media. You may hear it at church. You may hear it within your close circles. But understand this. I'm telling you, there are bonfires of prayer, and they've been fanned by you know, passionate followers of God who are encouraging people to pray. And I'm talking about Franklin Graham, talking about you, I'm talking about others, and even on our show where we're saying, look at, you know, prayer is what we have. I mean, that is the ultimate weapon that God has given us, and we complain about it, and I'm sure that God looks down on us and says, look at knuckleheads, I gave you the weapons of your warfare, but you're going into battle buck naked and wondering why your head's being handed to you.
So true. It really is. And if I were God, I would be saying it just like that, actually. I think we'd absolutely deserve that. So
right.
I love taking people to Israel. I've done that more than 30 times over the years. And we always go to Caesarea Philippi. And it's at this place, though, that there's this massive cave that originally had a spring. It's been kind of filled in through an earthquake back in the 19th century. But that spring went so deeply into the earth that they couldn't measure the depth. So they called it the gates of the underworld, or the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell. And it's at that very place, which in Jesus' day had a massive temple to the worship of Caesar, next to it a temple to the worship of Zeus, 14 temples to Baal scattered around, every kind of idolatry known to the day. It's right there that Jesus brought his followers and said, on this rock I will build my church, not in Jerusalem at the temple, not in Capernaum at the synagogue, right there. And then he pointed at that very thing and he said, and the gates of hell will not withstand its assault. And I make the point, when we take people there, we've come to where Jesus founded the church, and he founded the church to attack hell. If we're not attacking hell, we're not the church.
Exactly.
Might be a religion, might be an organization, but we're not the church. When we're attacking hell, that's when we're the church, and that's when we have the protection of God. That's when we have the spiritual armor of Ephesians 6, which, by the way, only covers the front, not the back. If I retreat, I'm on my own. If I advance in prayer, I have the power of God.
And interesting, when you consider the armor of God at that time, of course, people knew how the Romans fought. They fought in men of fours, so that they were watching each other's back, and they were a powerful force in and of themselves. They were trained to be, you know, almost this human Ginsu knife effect, that would take on the enemy, right? So it tells you, you can't do this on your own, that though you may have the full armor of God and you're praying for that, you need others to come alongside to watch your six so you can watch their six, and you know, that we come into these little mini squads, so to speak, but a very powerful and effective military strategy.
Exactly so. And that's why you didn't need armor on your back, because you had your buddy on your back.
Exactly.
You had the guy you were beside. You were never to do this alone. Every image of the church in the Bible is collective. It's a body with many parts, a vine with many branches, no solos in the book of Revelation. So when Jesus founded the church, that's a collective thing. That's a collective entity. He didn't bring Peter and say, you will attack the gates of hell. He brought the entirety of the movement, as it were, his disciples, and said, you together will attack the gates of hell. We only do this well when we do it together. together.
Exactly. And this is God's economy of things. We love God. We love each other. We serve God. We serve each other. You know, that's a horizontal and vertical relationship that when it's working in our lives, and I know anybody hearing this will measure that and agree that when that is that's in rhythm and that's operating, boy, we're a powerful force, aren't we?
And that's how it works. And that's when we're attractive to the culture. When yes. the culture sees that we have a passion for a cause greater than ourselves and that we have a community of people that are unconditionally committed to each other. That's what the secular culture doesn't have. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a cause bigger than itself, and it doesn't have a sense of a community that cares about it unconditionally. When we offer the culture that, we demonstrate the attractiveness and the beauty of the Christian movement.
Yes, exactly. Well, as I said, more and more people, Jim, instinctively are turning their eyes up. They're looking to God, maybe like they haven't done in a long time. And we're seeing a lot of new faces in the church today. And it really, the onus is really on God's church today to measure up, to, you know, look in terms of the seven churches of Revelations. Where are you in relationship to those seven churches? Are you lukewarm? Have you forgotten your first love? Are you still passionate about those things that you were from the beginning? I think it's a good time to consider that for the church, because what's unleashing right now and what is about to come is almost, I believe, Jim, you know, kind of like the lost opportunity that we had in 9/11. We didn't anticipate 9/11. It happened to us. The churches were filled in the weeks after 9/11, and the church was not prepared. They did not handle it very successfully. Do you think?
Absolutely true. I was pastoring a church of 10,000 members in Dallas at that time. We have the largest sanctuary in our part of the city, and so we hosted an event, a prayer event, on the Thursday after 9/11 that was packed. We had ministers from all denominations who came and joined in this kind of collective interfaith worship service to call out to God, to pray. That next Sunday, we were overflowing in our three services. By 3 weeks later, it was like it never happened.
Wow. That's amazing.
And the point from that, as you're making, I've not heard anyone say this, Bill, but I think this is brilliant. We have an opportunity now to get ready for this mm-hmm. in a way we didn't for that.
Exactly.
We have a way now to be praying together, to be organized, to be committed to biblical truth in advance that we didn't have then. And let's not miss mm-hmm. it.
And Jim, I got to tell you, this idea of a sense of urgency comes up in my spirit is that, yes, we have time, but we've got to move quick because the injured are becoming or they're going to be coming in record numbers, I believe. Our conversation with Dr. Jim Dennison continues. Stay with us.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us. And, of course, Jim is the visionary and founder, co-founder of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, I wanted to talk about the article that you wrote. It's very appropriate for this season, about what the Bible says about Santa Claus and how to turn. I really like this. I like this concept that you captured here, is how to turn the holidays into holy days.
Well, thank you. It's something that starts out of my own experience as a grandfather. So I just need to tell you and those listening to us right now, Bill, and I know this is hard to believe. Not everybody will go with me here. I have four grandchildren, and they're perfect. They are brilliant.
Yes.
And inherited original sin skipped them somehow. I don't know how that happened, but somehow it did. And I have no theological explanation for that, but I'm convinced of it. Yes. Now, my sons aren't.
That's what makes us believe in miracles, Jim. I want you
to know
that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it also brings to light the fact that God, the grandchildren are God's reward for not killing your children. I think there's some truth in that. But nonetheless, my grandkids were about to turn 7, 2 were 4, and 1 is 2 years old. Oh. So the question comes up, what do we tell our kids about Santa Claus? What do we tell them about Christmas? How do we turn this very secular holiday into a holy day that can help our family and our kids understand the faith even better? So the paper was written out of that personal place, as well as a more public desire to help Christians redeem this day and redeem this time to the glory of God.
And the thing is, there's something innate about this holiday, something special that God has anointed that calls us to that that higher calling, doesn't it? To go into the season with higher expectations, and the idea that we really want to honor God and really make it truly a holy day, and you know, and we're fighting, you know, prevailing winds that, you know, headwinds, like you say, some people don't want to quite hear it this way, but I believe that in their heart of hearts, they really want this to be, you know, a time for holiness and holy days. I mean, my goodness, this is a time we remember that God himself, sovereign that he is, delivered the solution to his creation in the form of a baby in a manger.
It's a miracle beyond miracles, isn't it? When I take people to Israel, we always go to Bethlehem, and we go down to where it happened. And I'm sorry to say, Bill, it looks nothing like the manger scenes that we have on our mantles. It was a cave. It was filled with animals and fire and smoke and dirty and musty and all of that. Pretty ugly place, quite frankly. It wasn't this beautiful place we think of. The manger in which Jesus was laid was actually a stone feed trough. And so here's the Son of God who could have been, if he even chose to come as a helpless baby, could have been born in the temple in Jerusalem, could have been born in the palace, could have been born any place, and chose to be born in the most nondescript, simple place on imaginable to show us this. If he would be born there, he'll be born again in any heart, even my heart, even your heart.
Yeah, that's powerful. I got to tell you, Jim, disappointingly, when I went to Israel, Bethlehem was off limits, and it calls me. So I need to get back there again. But there's so much, you know, there was so much to take in, and it was overwhelming. But, you know, as people have said, even before I went, they said, Bill, you have no idea how much the Bible will come alive when you go to Israel. And, I found that to be so true, right?
Yeah, it turns 2D into 3D and black and white into color. Absolutely does. You're living in the text. Meg, I've been, like I said, 30 times, and every time is like the first time. I don't do this for a living. I just do it because I love doing it so much. I started doing it as a pastor, and we actually had 4 trips this year we had to cancel because of travel restrictions. Have 5 for next year we're excited about.
Oh,
and just being there in the culture, being part of it all, just makes all the difference.
Well, if you need somebody to carry your luggage, I may want to accompany with you on one of those.
Let's work that out.
Okay. Hey, how do we celebrate Christmas, or why do we celebrate Christmas on December the 25th?
Great question. Yeah, because according to Scripture, Jesus was most likely born in the spring. Mm-hmm. That being the case because the shepherds were keeping watch over the flocks by night out in the fields. I've been to the shepherds' fields any number of times. In the winter, they would keep their flock inside the cave system that's there. There's even one cave that might be likely the place where they would do that. And also, the Roman census would not have taken place in the winter because it was too cold, too wet, too difficult to travel. So most likely born in the springtime. So why December 25th? Well, there was this Roman tradition by which the birth of the sun, S-U-N, was practiced around December 25th because of the winter solstice. So over the centuries, and it took a long time, early Christians didn't really celebrate Christmas per se. It's 3rd, 4th century by the time you really see this gaining some traction. They're deciding to redeem that pagan holiday and use it to accomplish a spiritual purpose by turning the birthday of the S-U-N to the birthday of the S-O-N. They're redeeming a tradition for a larger purpose, which is what the paper suggests we do with all of Christmas, to turn holidays to holy days.
And it's been amazing when you think about the history of Christmas, especially here in the modern era in the United States, you know, with the Christmas music, the pageantry, everything. Gosh, I'll tell you, the creativity of God's creation is it's undeniable.
And once you see all of that through the eyes of faith, then you're right. Every place you look, it's like Christmas is happening again, isn't it? Hearing the angels again, you're feeling his presence and his peace again. And that's a lot of how these traditions started. The Christmas tree, for instance, was Martin Luther walking through the Black Forest in Germany, seeing the stars twinkling through the trees, bringing the tree of home to recapture that with the candles. The candles being symbolic of Jesus, the light of the world. And then others pick up that tradition, but it also points us to the tree on which Jesus died. When you see a Christmas tree, Luther wants you to remember he was born to die.
Yes.
He came to be our Savior, not just a baby, and did that for our sake.
Right. And even the form of a Christmas tree, how it takes on the form of a cross, doesn't it?
It does. And it's an evergreen.
Yes.
Demonstrating the evergreen nature of God's love for us and the fact that we can bring this life from outside our home into our home in the same way we can bring the life of God's love into our hearts.
Isn't it amazing, Jim, when you stop to think about it and see how God has used his creation in such a way that really, you know, gives us such, you know, spiritual insight and consequence when you take these things, you know, from the candle to the trees and how this comes about. And, you know, as they say, Christmas music, there's something about it that, you know, it's almost like the angels in heaven said, hey, God, can we anoint the music of the season?
It's really so true, isn't it? Peter Berger, some years ago, the sociologist, spoke of what's known as signals of transcendence, the idea being that there is in every created human heart a signal that points beyond ourselves. Well, I think you should add Christmas to the list.
Yes.
The other day, Jen and I were watching one of the Christmas specials. I think it might have been the CMA special. And most of the music was very secular, and some of it wouldn't be what you'd ever want to do in a church. But then comes A Holy Night.
Yes.
And they're singing these words on national television. And whoever is watching this across the country is hearing the gospel.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, isn't that the majesty of Christmas?
Amen. And that song, O Holy Night. I mean, you hear that song, and you can hear a needle drop. I mean, that
your spirit.
It quiets everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Yeah, as you say, because the gospel message is so embedded on this. You touched a little bit on this, but I want to ask, where was Jesus born?
Great question. Bethlehem, per se. This is a little town outside of Jerusalem. It's where David was originally from, and that's where the family records were kept. So when the Romans did their census, they were required to go back there. And so when you go there today, there's what's known as the Church of the Nativity. It's the oldest church in Christian history. It goes back to early in the 4th century, and Emperor Constantine and his mother that actually built this. It was torn down, rebuilt primarily by the Crusaders. But the way you get into the church is really amazing to me. There's this tiny door. They call it the Doorway of Humility, built in the Crusader era. And the reason it's so low, you have to bend down and crawl almost through to get through. The reason they did that was they had marauding bands on horseback that were riding through the door into the church, and they were holding up the people and robbing the church. So they built this doorway so low that a horse couldn't fit through. You had to come through on your knees. You have to, in essence, come through your knees to come into the presence of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So then you come into the church itself. It's magnificent. It's a Greek Orthodox church primarily, although there's an Armenian and there's a Catholic version of it. You make your way to the front. You go around to the side of that altar. You go down 14 steps, I think it is, and you're in this cave. I'm 6'2". I have to be in the very middle of the cave in order to stand up. It's that low. It's domed at the top of it. It's small. It's oppressive. There was a fire would be the only way that it could have been lit back in the day with the smoke of that. It was where the innkeeper kept his animals. It's where the shepherds who were invited, who were the lowliest rung of the social ladder of the day, not what we think of as shepherds today, as this beautiful idyllic images, that sort of thing. And it's right there in this cave that the Son of God became one of us, that we can be one with him.
Amen. Mary, the mother of Jesus, in some places so misunderstood, that there still seems to be a conflict and misunderstanding of this unique young woman in history.
Truly unique, wasn't she? You look at her testimony in Luke 1 and how well she knew Scripture, how amazing her recall of God's Word was as she responded to the angel's invitation to be the mother of the Son of God. But in their day and time, a person was usually, as a little girl or even upon birth, was betrothed to the person she would marry. And then when she became a reproductive age, which in their day would be 13 or 14, it's typically then that she was married. That's because infant mortality rates were so high and women died in childbirth. And so it was very typical that she would most likely have been a young teenager, 7th or 8th grade, we would say. She grew up in Nazareth, which was a very small town, so small that not mentioned even once in the Old Testament or by Josephus, but it's on the major thoroughfare known as the Via Maris. And so she would have seen the soldiers coming through and the merchants, and it was pretty typical in that day, Bill, for young ladies to make themselves, almost prostitute themselves, in order to be able to have a way out of their little town and to be able to kind of have upward mobility. Mary didn't do any of that. She kept herself chaste and pure. She was immersed in Scripture. She was such a godly young lady that the Lord could use her to be the mother of the Son of God.
Imagine. Well, we've got about 40 seconds left here, Jim. Let's wrap it up here. What's the Christmas message that you want people to hold on to this year?
Well, thank you. I'll close with my favorite Christmas card. It's got on the cover of it images of various dictators and conquerors. There's Napoleon and Genghis Khan and Hitler and all of that. The caption says, "History is filled with men who would be God." You open to a picture of Jesus and the Nativity and the words, "But only one God who would be man."
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus did for us, for every one of us, and would do it again today.
Well, Merry Christmas, Jim Dennison. I so appreciate you, and thank you so much. He's the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, Dr. Jim Dennison right here. Merry Christmas, Jim.
Merry Christmas, Bill. So glad to be on with you today. God bless.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase.